1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. Verse 17, and I want you to notice real careful what verse 17 says. It says, the world passeth away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Amen. If you would, let's pray just a little bit. Amen. God, we ask you today, Lord, to reach down, God, to touch our bodies if it be your will, God. Anoint this voice today, God. Anoint me, God. Lord, and use me today, God, the least of all of your servants today, God. But I'd ask that your will be done in this service today, God, that if somebody out there don't know you, God, reach down and deal with their heart, Lord. If they're not where you would have them to be, God, we ask you, God, that you would reach down, Lord, and deal with them today, God, as a loving Father does. And we ask all of these things, God, in your precious name. Amen and amen. I appreciate the Lord. Those that stood can be seated. Amen. Or if you just feel good and want to back me, you can still stand. Amen. How's that? Praise God. I was thinking, amen, Brother JB begin out Friday night. I always do this when I have to preach the last service. Amen. But Brother JB started out with preaching the unity of the Spirit. Amen. Becoming one. Amen, if you will. Brother Jacob started yesterday morning. He began to preach, amen, on God chose you. Amen. Ain't you glad of that fact today? Ain't you glad, church, that God chose each and every one of us today? Amen. Long before we ever knew we was to be created, God reached down, amen, while we was being formed in the womb, amen. And he gave us a soul. He gave us a person. He gave us a personality today. And God chose us, amen. He chose us only for one reason. We were created, amen, and in his image to serve him today, amen. Brother Dylan said, amen. I preached on you got what you wanted, but you lost what you had. How many knows today a lot of people, praise God, have got what they wanted, amen, and that's exactly how it is. If you want more of God, you can have more of God. If you want more of the world, you're going to have more of the world. But you're going to have less of God, amen. Brother Weston begin to preach on the hair, begin to grow back, amen. He said the church was dying and didn't even know it, amen. Brother Greg got up and told us how God would be with us, amen. How that, amen, though they were bound in bondage, amen, how God let Israel out. And when Israel got out, I praise God, oh, Miriam got out. How Moses, his sister, God, I no doubt I was thinking as he was preaching yesterday, I praise God that I no doubt he was back there in Egypt, amen. He was down there in bondage, amen. How about when God began to lead them out, how many knows Miriam grabbed a timbrel? I praise God as she began to sing praises to God today. I praise God. She began to thank God. And you know why? Because what she was bound, what she was, amen, the enemy's prisoner, but God set her free, amen. God led her by the way of the Red Sea, amen. And I want you to know today, if you've truly been delivered, God will reach down, amen, and put a praise in your heart, amen, a song in your lips, amen, a little high step on your step today and give you victory. Can you say amen? Praise God. Amen. Brother Jeremy, amen. I preached last night on having too much stuff. Can you say amen? Amen. How many of us know if we're not careful, it's real easy? Amen. He hit me last night. Amen. Too much stuff in my life. Amen. Too much stuff in my life. I praise God, but if God would help us this day, amen, just for a little while, I'd like to preach from a thought, goodbye world. Amen, goodbye world. How many knows today? I praise God, John began to write, amen, the first epistle of John here. I had four main thoughts, amen, or four themes, if you will, for this book. Amen. He said, I write because, in one place, I believe it's the first chapter, he said that your joy, I may be full. How many knows today, praise God, that John the writer here, by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, amen, wanted, amen, our joy to be full. Amen. As Brother John Moore said, I'm going to finish this thing. But I'd love to finish it, amen. But the little joy. How many knows today, praise God, that God wants his children
to have joy. Amen. And the second thing is we should abstain from sin. Amen. The third thing that John wanted him to see, amen, was about false teachers. Amen. And the fourth and final thing, amen, that he wanted them to see. Oh, praise God. Amen. You're going to set that tight. Amen. How the fourth thing that he wanted them to see, amen, praise God, how that Jesus died for them and that they could make it. Amen. How that they could say, goodbye, world. I'm out of here. How many knows today, praise God, how that if we are going to do anything in the world we're living in, how we got to live each and every day as if we would say, goodbye, world. Amen. Amen. As I told them yesterday, I praise God, if you're going to leave this world, you're going to make reservation. Amen. If you're going to leave this world, are you going to get excited about leaving? If you're going to leave this world, are you going to live in such a way to where you can leave this world? Amen. John said, chapter 2, verse 15, he said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, amen, I preached a lot of messages. This is probably going to be the easiest message I ever preached. Amen. How many knows the Bible can preach itself if you just let it? He said, if any man love the world, the love of the Father is, amen. Oh, Brother Webb, no, I ain't judging you today. You're going to judge yourself. Amen. You're going to judge yourself today. How the Word of God's going to deal with your heart, I'm a believing. Amen. That the Word of God is going to deal with your heart today. Amen. I'm believing, praise God, how that God is going to bind the enemy today. How he's going to bind him from snatching the Word of God from your ear. How that it may sink down into your soul and begin to grow today. I'm believing, praise God, how that you're going to listen to the voice of the Spirit today. How God's talking to you today. How God is wanting you to say goodbye, world. He's wanting you to get the mentality today. I praise God that said, I don't care what happened. I praise God one day I'm leaving and I'm never to return. I praise God today. How God is wanting his children to say goodbye, world. Amen. He said love. Amen. This particular passage here, love means to be well pleased or content at or with. Now let me explain that a little bit to you. Let's change that word love there, amen, to its meaning and see how well it sounds. Amen. Do not be pleased or content at the world or with the world. Hey, boy, that changes it, don't it? Amen, that changed it, didn't it? He said, love, amen. Do not be pleased or content at the world. In other words, you know what that's telling me today? I praise God, I don't like the way the world's going. And the Bible told me I didn't have to. I don't like the way the politicians act. And the Bible told me I didn't have to. I praise God, I don't like the prince of the air. And the Bible told me I didn't have to, praise God, because the Bible plainly told me, love not the world. Amen. The Bible, he goes on to say, if any man love the world, if any man be well pleased or content with the world, amen, the love of the Father is not in him. Is not. I'm not judging you. Amen. The Word of God just said, you well pleased with the world today. You happy with the way the world's treating you? Are you happy with the way the world's treating your children? Are you happy with the way the world's treating your family today? If you're happy today and you're content with that today, I'm here to tell you the love of God is dwelling nowhere in you today. Because you cannot. I said you cannot. I love the world and love the Father. Can you say amen? He said, for all that is in the world. Amen. Praise God. Amen. How many's ever planted? Hey, praise God. Amen. I was sitting down up here a while ago. That wasn't because I wasn't backing everybody. Amen. Amen. My back's been so bad this week. Amen. And right now I can't even feel my right foot. Amen. It's so numb. I told the devil Friday afternoon that I was going to be at this camp meeting. And no matter what he tried. Amen. I said, I got a wheelchair sitting in my foyer. And I said, if I have to go in that wheelchair, devil, I'll go in that wheelchair. I got enough brothers that could put me on that pulpit. Amen. And I'll sit in that wheelchair and I'll preach. Amen. Because I'm here to tell you that I don't love the world. I don't want to love the world. I don't enjoy seeing what the world's doing to my family. I don't enjoy seeing what the world's doing to my children. I don't enjoy seeing what the world is doing to our churches. I don't enjoy seeing what the world is doing to our country. I do not enjoy the world at all. Can you say amen? I'm here to tell you, I praise God, if we love the world, the love of the Father's not in us. Amen. Amen. I believe one writer over, amen, in the major prophets, amen, said for us to break up the fallow. Is that the right word there, boys? Amen. Is that the right word? Fallow grounds. Is that right? Amen. Ain't that what preachers supposed to do? Amen. Is that what preachers supposed to do? I'm asking y'all a question. Amen. Amen. If you ask the question, it's rude not to answer any. Amen. Amen. How many of y'all ever done any planting? Amen. Amen. How many of y'all ever done any planting? Amen. 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 How many of y'all ever planted a shrub? You ladies ever plant petunias or marigolds? Amen. Y'all have done that, ain't you? Amen. It's real easy when you buy the bag soil. Amen. It's been sifted. Oh, amen. Been sifted a little bit and it's real moist. Hey, you know what I'm talking about, Sister Beverly? You like planting. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? Amen. You can go get that bag soil. It's been sifted. All the impurities has been out of it. Amen. You got to start putting it in that pots. Amen. Hey, it don't take much to just dig around. I set those pretty little petunias down in there. Amen. Give them water every day and they're going to grow. But I'm telling you, you go out in the front yard and they ain't nothing but clay there. Amen. It ain't rained for a while. I'm going to tell you, if you're going to do any digging, I praise God, it's going to take a lot longer. I praise God, it's going to take a lot more effort. Can you say amen today? And I want to ask you a question. How long you want me to preach today? How long y'all want me to preach today? Amen. It seems like everybody's made a remark about that. Amen. How long you want me to preach today? You want to be clay? You want to make it harder on me and a lot longer on you? Amen. I'm telling you, 3 weeks ago I sharpened this plow. Amen. I've been honing it every day since then. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, you can't get hard enough for me. I'm like Brother Jeremy over there. Amen. When I get, as Lynetta told him last night, when you get plugged into heaven, amen, the world can't stop you. I'm here to tell you today, praise God, I love you today. I ain't picking on you. I just don't want to see you go to hell. I don't want to see you love the world, and because I know what's going to happen to the world. Amen. I know what's going to happen to the world. Amen. Do you know what's going to happen to the world today? Huh? Bible said in verse 17, chapter of John, chapter 2, the world does what? Passeth away. Amen. The world passeth away. Amen. The world passeth away. Amen. You see, I don't want to see you spending your entire life loving something that's going to pass away. Amen. Amen. And the Bible said, amen, I praise God that it's going to dissolve, how the elements thereof are going to be dissolved, how with fervent heat. Can you say amen today? I, he said, considering all of these things, how, what manner of person ought you ought to be? I'm telling you the way you should be. If you're in this building today, and you can look at the world and say, goodbye, world. I don't want to live your way anymore. I don't want to be subject to your desire. I don't want to be subject to your passion. I would say goodbye, world. Can you say amen? He said, for all that is in the world, amen, is the lust of the flesh. Boy, you mentioned this. Amen. Amen. Love, to be well pleased with or content, to be well pleased or content with. Amen. Lust is desire. 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 Now let's reword that. For all that is in the world is the desire of the flesh. The desire of the flesh. Amen. Hey. Amen. Praise God. You don't pray for about a week. What do you desire? Your wife don't fix coffee and she don't answer you just like you want her to. What do you desire? I know a lot of y'all thought, amen. You start reading this, and especially at a holiness camp meeting. Amen. Camp meeting, fellowship camp meeting 2017. Amen. Sixth annual. Amen. With some brothers. Amen. Fine men stood on this Bible stand this week. Some of the finest I know of. Amen. I didn't. Amen. 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 I didn't have to call them down from Ohio. We didn't have to go to Tennessee or Georgia. Amen. They're in the pulpits. Amen. Around you. Amen. And I love y'all today, but if y'all ain't careful, you don't respect them. Amen. You don't give them ear like you need to. Amen. They give their life. Amen. I'm here to tell you they want nothing more. Amen. Than for your betterment and your welfare. Can you say amen? That's all I want today. Amen. If you're guilty of everything I preach today, you know what I want to do. When we make all altar, you're after a while, I want to meet you at the altar. Amen. And I want you to change, because you know why? One day I have been guilty. I was guilty last night and I found myself at an altar. I say, and praise God, help me to get rid of stuff in my life. Amen. How that's hindering me from you. Help me to get better to the world. And I say goodbye to the world. Amen. Because I'm here to tell you, I want to take, amen, everything that I can take with me. Can you say amen? But the Bible said the lust of the flesh. Amen. You mentioned that in the holiness church. Amen. First and foremost comes everybody's mind. He's going to preach dress code. What do you say, boys? About 200? 225? Amen. Amen. I don't care how long or short your hair is. I don't care how long or short your dress is, how tight it is. You men, how tight your clothing is. Don't care a bit. That does not concern me. I see these preaching brothers are a little reserved on their amens. They don't know where I'm going here. Amen. 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 I know. And when you say goodbye to the world, your skirt's going to be the right length. I know when you say goodbye to the world, your hair's going to be the proper length. Amen. Amen. I know. Amen. When you say goodbye to the world and you look in the mirror and you know, amen, you're trying to put 100 pounds of potatoes in a 50-pound sack, it ain't going to work. Amen. You're going to go back in the closet and you're going to change. Amen. I know I'm a man and I know how it is. I told them about 3 months ago I had 4 pair of pants I could wear. Amen. I just kept rotating them. Amen. Hoping I wouldn't wear the same pair 2 times in a row. Amen. Because this old boy, I got like a little doughboy and couldn't get nothing in his closet. Amen. Had about 15 suits and I couldn't even get in one of them. Amen. But you know what I didn't say? I ain't got anything to wear I'm going to wear. Amen. If I'd have got down to 1 pair, I praise God, I'd have stayed holy. I'd have stayed modest. And because down in my heart, amen, I knew, amen, I was representing as something greater than me. Amen. A lot of times we think the way we dress and the way we look makes us what we are. You mean to tell me that if I were to go down there to Brill Police Department, say, hey, boys, give me one of them uniforms, I could walk around Brill as a police officer? How about if I got me a white coat and had Dr. Chris Webb put on it? Amen, and walk around in a hospital. Anybody want me to do heart surgery? Amen. What makes a doctor a doctor? What makes a police officer a police officer? He's been trained, ain't he? Amen. You know what they say? Amen. They get them up. Oh, come on, brother. Amen. You know what they do? They get them up and they say, hey, boys, we're going to put you through basic training here. How are we going to give you? We want to make sure, first and foremost, you know how to read and write. You have the agility test and the ability test there. Amen. To make sure you're physically fit. And once they get through all of that, they take you in there and they begin to train you. Amen. And you know what they do? From what I've told, amen, a state trooper won't never spray you with pepper spray. I know he's been sprayed, amen. And they won't never shoot you with a taser. I know they've been tased, amen. And you know why? They want to know how I feel. Amen. They want to train us. And they want to train them, praise God, after every incident they might encounter. And you know why? So they'll react right. Amen. Amen. Hey, don't put a uniform, hand them a gun and say, have fun, boys. Amen. Amen. You know what they got? They got a code of ethics they live by. Amen. 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 Is that because of the uniform? Well, what's the uniform there? Oh, brother, just get that orange mic and help me, brother. Amen. Amen. It represents. Amen. That badge represents something. Amen. You walk down a hospital and you see a white coat. I don't know about you. Amen. Somebody come in there. Amen. With baggy jeans. Amen. Pair of wore out Converse. Old raggedy t-shirt, looked at me and say, hey, I'm getting ready to cut your appendix out. Amen. I say, oh no, brother, you ain't going to do it. Amen. I went and had my gallbladder taken out and my doctor come in there. She had a bag and had duct tape all over it. My wife didn't even want her touching me. She said, you know she can afford better than that. Amen. Yeah, you know why? Amen. I was her husband. She didn't want somebody. And they didn't care about their job. I'm working on me. I don't want somebody. Amen. I'm preaching to my children today. And they don't care about my children. They don't care about heaven. Amen. If they love this world and more than they love God, I don't want to hear them. Amen. Amen. Lust of the flesh. Amen. Amen. Again, we go to the Bible. Amen. Bible categorized it in 17 things and a little more. What are you talking about? Galatians 5:19. The works of the flesh, which are manifest, are these. First category was impurity, adultery, which included and not limited to. Amen. Physical adultery. Amen. Amen. We all know what that means, right? How many knows what mental adultery means? That means married to you. That little sweet thing you call wife and want somebody else's. Amen. He's planning on preaching today, boys, I believe. I believe the Holy Ghost is planning on preaching today. Amen. 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 Then there's legalized. Amen. And as Brother J.B. said back here, then there's spiritual adultery. Amen. I told somebody the other day, I texted her, and I said, the devil ain't wanting to do nothing more than you other than to lead you out in the world. I see you abducted, misused, and treated, and abused. Amen. And leave you out there for cold and for dead. But I'm telling you, God loves you today. He's saying, goodbye, world. I get rid of the world. Amen. So I can love you. Can you say amen? Amen. And I don't mean God don't love you if you're where you need to be. Amen. Amen. God loves everybody. Amen. He's not pleased in everybody. Amen. Verse 4. Amen. Impurity. Second category. Amen. Is idolatry and witchcraft. Amen. 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 I tell them over at church, you don't have to have, amen, a wooden statue of Buddha. Amen. A cross of somebody else. Amen. Amen. To be guilty of idolatry. Amen. Amen. If you ain't careful, there's idols sitting among you and you don't even know it. Witchcraft. Amen. Amen. World we live in, everybody's expecting everything. They've watched so many Hollywood movies, read so many perverted books, amen. Amen, that they think everything can be done at the twick of a nose, amen. A blink of an eye or a stir of a finger. Amen, I'm here to tell you, living in a world, amen, how where the devil is the prince of the air. But I'm telling you, God is in control. Amen, I don't care what happens in California. I don't care what happens in France. Amen, God is still in control today. Amen, and if you make this world your idol, I'm here to tell you, praise God, the love of the Father and the desire of His will not be present in our life. Amen. The third category is hostility. You mean to tell me, Brother Webb, amen, that I can look holiness? I can go to a holiness church and I can act holiness, but if I got hatred, I have barriers, I have emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envies, and murder in my heart, that I can go to hell? I said, you ever read the fruit of the Spirit? Amen. Amen. You ever read the fruit of the Spirit? Amen. I said, dress code wasn't in there anywhere. Hey, Lord, y'all think I'm just battling dress code day, but I ain't. Amen. You know why I ain't? Amen. Because I know there ain't no undercover Christians. Amen. They ain't no undercover Christian. Amen. If you're a Christian, you're going to look like a Christian. You're going to act like a Christian. But how many knows, amen, there is some undercover, amen, there is some Christians in disguise, amen. He said there's wolves among you, amen, in sheep's clothing, amen. He said, think it not strange, amen, that the angels of the devil have been transformed into the angels of light. Amen. I'm here to tell you, and they're preaching in pulpits today, and they're receiving offerings today, and they are nothing more than a Christian in disguise, also known as a hypocrite. How can you say amen? I praise God, except we say a goodbye world. We cannot be gods. Amen. That means if you hate your brother, amen, you are still, you have lust of the flesh. That is Adam nature. Amen. It amazes me how many people like to use rotted meat packed from somebody. Lord, amen. He said, I sat right there and he told me not to fail. Amen. 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 If my back pops, I'm in trouble. But the way I feel right now, I could fly. Amen. 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 How many knows? Praise God. Amen. About 4 years ago, somebody came up to me telling me a good story on a pastor. Amen. Amen. 2 years ago, another person got backed up. Amen. Told one on Brother Bruce over there. I was in a hospital room and a man sick. I had to repent. I had to repent. I let it slide. Amen. I walked into Bruce's one day. He's walking up the aisle, shaking hands. Man looked at me. Get Bruce down the road because Bruce wouldn't shake his hand. I think I preached that night, if I ain't mistaken. You know what I done? Hey, Bruce, somebody said back there you wouldn't shake their hand. These six things the Lord hates, yea, seven are abomination. Do you think those things are in there just for suggestions? He that soweth discord among the brethren. This man was cutting the pastor up pretty good. In fact, half the stuff he told me was true. And I was a deacon at that church. I'd have called a meeting and threw him out. Amen. Amen. I say go through one ear and out the other. Amen. But you know what? A few years later went by. He was tiring up somebody else pretty good. Amen. And all of a sudden he's taking up for that pastor. Amen. I'm going to give you some words of advice today. A dog that will pack you a bone. Amen. Just because you think you're holy don't mean you're excluded. A dog that will pack you a bone. Amen. I want to tell you something. If you want to put fellowship back in church camp meeting, amen, how the best thing you can do is quit talking about every other church and every other preacher, every other singer and everybody else. How about getting love of God down in your heart? I say goodbye to the world. I say goodbye to Adam nature. I say goodbye to your ability today and say praise God. I love God today and I want His way. And show a little brotherly love. Can you say amen? I ain't saying pat's in on the back. I ain't saying put it in the pulpit, amen. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. You can be a sinner, amen, and I can treat you like a decent person and not talk about you all over the county. Can you say amen? Amen. I hope y'all feeling good. Amen. I don't know where your ground's hard or soft now. Amen. I'm just plowing. Can you say amen? Amen. 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 The last two is intemperate. Intemperate. Last category is intemperate. Drunkenness. Reveling. Amen. Blow a tire and you want to bust the windshield. I don't know about you, that's the way I was in sin. I get mad, I want to hit the windshield. Amen. I was about 16, 17-year-old. I was somewhere in there. Amen. I got mad at my girlfriend. I thought I was tough now. I went home. My dad liked to have a fit. Amen. I didn't know he cared so much for my windshield. Amen. 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 I didn't know it at the time he's teaching me temperance. Amen. Amen. I didn't know it at the time he's teaching me temperance. Amen. You don't act that way, son. What in the world's got into you? Give me them keys. Boy, that's a shock in the world we live in today. I did say 16 or 17, not 10 or 11. I love y'all. Amen. You got a 10-year-old kid and you can't keep make it mine? Amen. Come over to the house and I'll show you. Amen. 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 I heard a tale one time, preacher, they asked him to come over visiting ministers. They come over my house. I got a son. I can't know. I don't know what to do with him. Amen. Got over there and they talked for a while. Finally, the preacher said, hey, man, I got to go. Amen. Where's that son at? We need to talk to him. He said, that's him sitting right there. He said, you mean this 10-year-old boy? I'm sitting right here. You can't handle him? He said, yeah. He said, go in there and give me a belt and I'll show you how to handle him. Amen. And we'll get this over right real quick. Amen. I'm going about my business. Amen. And the Bible said, amen. I praise God. I spare the rod. And you're going to spoil the child today. I'm here to tell you, amen. It will not work. And you got to go by the Bible way. That's the word. World's way. How can you say amen? That's why when you bring them to church, they're bouncing off the walls. Woo! Amen. He said, amen, for all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh. The desire of the flesh. The desire of the eyes. Amen. Amen. The desire of the eyes. Amen. What did the Ten Commandments say about that? Exodus chapter 20, verse 17. Thou shalt not covet. He said, thou shalt not steal, and then he went on to the next one. He said, thou shalt not kill, and he went on to the next one. He said, thou shalt not covet, and he said, hey, let me stop and name a few names right here. In Exodus 20, amen, what did he say? He said, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. Surely there ain't none of y'all guilty of that. Amen. He said, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Amen. I'll tell you today, if you love the world or you love Christ. Amen. Brother J.W., I've been tried. Amen. You look around this congregation, you want to know today if you love God or you love the world. If God come in here and blessed everybody in this house with a brand new $300,000 home, amen, I'm talking custom all the way. Amen. And he said, you know what? The lot falls to you. Amen. I'm going to bring you down with sickness, and I'm going to take away about everything you got and all your ability. Amen. If you can't look at everybody in this church, amen, and have love in your heart and thank giving that they got a brand new home, you love the world. Is that simple enough? Amen. Is that simple enough? Amen. That's the way I was in sin. And if that's the way I was now, I'd trade off what I had now and get something better. Amen. Naaman Gooch, I don't want the love of the world. Amen. If I don't care about you more than I care about me, something is wrong with me. How can you hear me today? I said goodbye, world. Amen. If you ever plan on looking up, amen, one of these days I plan on leaving here. If I go by the way of the grave, that's all right. Bury me. How they was burying Sister Sheila over there the other day. I looked at Naaman and I said, praise God, God can dig faster than you can. And because I believe someday, amen, when he comes back, amen, and that grave is going to burst open. And praise God, that body's going to come out of there in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. And praise God, I believe, praise God, that I'm going to look back and say, and goodbye, world. But the only way I'm going to say goodbye, world, then, is if I say goodbye, world, now. Amen. 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 The lust of the eyes. Amen. The desire of the eyes. Amen. Thy neighbor's house, thy neighbor's wife. Amen. Thy neighbor's manservant or maidservant. Thy neighbor's ox. I don't even own a push mower. I borrow my brother-in-law's. JB's got a zero turn. I've seen him mowing his yard. Amen. It looked like about 30 mile an hour. Amen. You ever push one, it'll feel like it's that fast. Amen. 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 Now what if I drove by there? What about that big fine tractor he's got? What about it? Praise God, he's got it. Amen. What about that fine zero turn he's got? Praise God, he's got it. Amen. I got a little old 12-foot flat-bottom aluminum boat. Amen. Amen. I get out there on Owsley Fork, my little sweet wife sitting in the front, and me with a little Zepco 33 in my hand. And amen, it wouldn't make me feel no better if I was on a 31-foot Triton. Can you say amen today? Amen. Even if they make one that long, I don't know if they do. I praise God, you know why today? And because I don't love this world. Amen. I'm using this world. I'm not abusing this world. I praise God, but I don't love this world. I'm glad of what God gave me. But praise God, I don't need it. And can you say amen? All we need is more of Him. Amen. Amen. Nor his donkey. I got a 2005 Toyota Sienna and I like it real good. It's got almost 210,000 miles on it, 210. Amen. It purrs like a kitten and I thank God for it. Amen. Amen. What model's yours, Wade? What? 2015. Wade's looks better than mine. Amen. Probably drives better. Probably got more features. I'm glad Wade's got his 2015. I got my 2005.
What do you think he meant when he said covet not his donkey? Amen. That's what that dude got around on. Amen. Amen. I get around on my 2005. Amen. I Toyota Sienna. Amen. I'm glad for it. I'm glad when I go out there. Amen. And I hit the starter. Praise God. I thought it starts. Amen. I'm glad. Amen. That it don't leak water anymore. I thanks to a good sister. Amen. They bought me a water pump. Can you say amen? And you see what I need. And God will give it to me if I do not desire this world. Praise God. Amen. Nor anything that is His. Well, that just got it all, boys. Amen. Keep your eyes to yourself. Amen. At least y'all smiling at me. Amen. How many more minutes I got, Dad? Hey, Dad. How many more minutes I got? Bowed up. Amen. Man, I got to hurry. I got a long way to go. Amen. As they said, Shannon said, I just lay a foundation that length of time. Amen. Foundation's hard work. You ain't gonna hide from me, son. Ain't nobody miss that face. Amen. Amen. 2 John chapter 2, verse 16. And the pride of life. I don't know about y'all, but when I found out what this one meant, I was highly shocked. Pride of life. Trust. To have pride don't mean to have fancy shoes or a nice handbag. These dress pants are $60 new. What do you think about that? My church knows what I probably paid for them. They know me. I think these I got for $1.50 on the clearance rack. When you got legs this size, nobody else has got too many, and they make too many pair. Amen. 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 I like them just as good. Amen. These shoes. Amen. If I ain't mistaken, I got them for about $1.50 up in London. Amen. My wife comes and said, hey, I got a prettier pair. Amen. Than these, but these just feel good. And you know what I'm saying? They just feel good, especially when I know they only took $1.50 out of my wallet. Amen. That makes them feel even better. You know what I'm saying? Amen. But that ain't pride today. You know what pride is? Listen to me just a minute here. It said trust in your own power and your own resource and despise, amen, amen, despise, amen, the law, amen, I despise and violate divine law today. How many of us could say we got pride of life today? Amen, I don't need anybody. I know how to read. I can read the Bible. I can read probably faster than most people can in here. Amen, but praise God. If I read that whole Bible speed reading, I wrote it down and knew all the definition, and without the anointing of the Holy Ghost, it would do me no good today. I'm here to tell you, praise God, if we don't get a hold of God today and say goodbye to this world and say goodbye to our building, we're going to go to hell. Amen. Amen. He said it is an empty presumption which trusts in stability of earthly things. Really? You got a good job? What if God took it tomorrow? Then who would you trust in? You got good health? What would happen if he didn't have it tomorrow? Do you realize one blood test or one doctor's visit could change your life? Amen. Amen. So pride of life. Your ability to do things. Amen. Amen. I'm not bragging. Most of y'all know what I set my hands and my mind to do, I can usually do it. Amen. Amen. I can usually do it. Amen. Not because of my ability. Amen. Not because of my ability. Not because of these. In fact, sometimes I'm amazingly ignorant. Amen. You ask my wife, I say some of I told them if you didn't know no better, I had gray hair, amen, or no hair, amen. You think I had blonde hair the way I act sometimes. Amen.
Amen. Well, that is just like, man, I can't believe you said that, or I can't believe you done that. Amen. I just don't think. Amen. I just don't think. Amen. Amen. I'm just not that brilliant. Amen. But when I face a problem in life, amen, whether it be on the job, whether it be in my home, whether it be in church, whether it be in my life, amen, I know the answer to every one of them, church. I'm telling you today, He is the answer, amen. When I do not trust in this world for anything, I use this world, don't get me wrong, amen, but I do not trust in this world. I trust Him, and as long as I trust Him, you know what I'm going to get to say after a while? How can the whole congregation say, how we can look back on the sphere of this old world and say goodbye, world? I said, I'm gone. Can you say amen today? How we say goodbye, world. I'm out of here. I praise God the devil has no hold on me. Oh, grave, where's thy victory? Oh, death, where is thy sting? How can you say amen today? Praise God. He said amen, but is of the world. Amen. Why does God want us to say goodbye to the world? I'm getting ready to close. Amen. Just a few minutes. Amen, Lord's willing. He said, Mark 4:19. Amen. You know what this world will do? I'm just going to quote you some scripture straight through right here. Real fast like. Y'all listen real good. I got your attention. You know what the cares of this world will do? Amen. If you don't say goodbye to this world, it'll make you unfruitful. Mark 4:19 said, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches. Listen to this next line. And the lusts of other things, the desire of other things besides God, amen, choke the word, entering in rather, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. When you don't say goodbye to the world, you automatically, by admission, become unfruitful. Amen. When you don't say goodbye to the world, 2 Corinthians 4:4 said, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Amen. I'm here to tell you today, when you don't say goodbye to this world, you are just like a blind man wandering around that cannot see today. Can you say amen? How many knows when you don't say goodbye to this world, you become self-righteous? Amen. You become pride of life. 1 Corinthians 3:18-19, I said, lo man, let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool. Amen. I ain't like one of them looking for everybody. I got up here and I said, I'm the least of all these preachers, and I feel that way. Amen. But I'm like a chihuahua. When the Holy Ghost come by, I'm a dog too. Amen. When the Holy Ghost comes by, I'm a dog too. Amen. He said that he may be wise, for the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is wisdom, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. Amen. I don't trust in my attire. Amen. Amen. I don't trust in it. Amen. I can live godly. Amen. Someone said, I used to hear my dad say, amen, you could go through life where I couldn't see nothing but the pupil of your eyes and still die and go to hell. Amen. Amen. I love y'all. Man, I love y'all. Amen. Amen. If you love this world, you know what you'll do? You'll forsake your friends. 2 Timothy 4:10, Paul made this statement. He said, for Demas hath forsaken me. You know why he said it? Having loved this present world. You hear that? Demas hath forsaken. You love this world. Amen. You know, I said a while ago, oh God, let me go on a little bit. Amen. Amen. It'll keep you from doing God's will. Romans 12:2 said, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. Be not conformed. Don't be fitted like this world. Don't act like this world. Don't desire. Brother Jeremy said last night, him little fidget spinners come out. Brother Sean Sparks down there made an absolute killing off of them. They couldn't keep them down there. Amen. Jeremy said, I wouldn't let mine get one because the simple fact the world wanted it. I love y'all today, and I'm going to get in trouble right here, but that's all right anyway. Amen. If I didn't tell you, I wouldn't love you. So ain't no sense me telling me I love you and then hold back. Harry Potter came out. Amen. If you need, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, if you need to put your feet on the seats, go ahead and do it. Amen. I'm going to give you opportunity right here. Harry Potter came out. Oh, this is one of the greatest writers ever was. Let's go down there and get the books. Really? You know what one of the 17 works of the flesh was? Witchcraft. Whew. You know, but don't want me preaching no more, do you? Amen. Amen. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation had appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly when we all die in this present world today. Amen. John 17:14-16 said, I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them. Amen. Where's Sister Tasha at? What'd you say that song said about friends there? You never said what? Friends will never turn their backs on you, or that the world around you wouldn't see you as a fool. Amen. Amen. What about anybody trusting in a God they cannot see? I see Him. Amen. I see Him. The Bible said, amen, on the sixth day of creation, amen, from the dust of the earth, God formed Adam. He breathed in his nostrils and he became a living soul. Amen. He goes on to say that we are made in His image. Amen. I see Him in every one of you here today. Amen. I see God all around me. Amen. I see the mountains. Amen. And you know what that tells me? That God said, amen, in the beginning the earth was without form and void and darkness was upon the face of the deep. But He said the Spirit of God moved upon the water. Amen. And He separated them. Amen. I see Him. Amen. When I got up this morning and the old sun was a shining, I said, I seen God. Can you say, you think I'm trusting in somebody I cannot see? Amen. The Bible said He put the larger light in the sky, how to rule the day and the smaller to rule the night. Amen. When that old moon comes out, amen, I'm telling you, I can see God. And one day I'm going to see Him come back. I'll praise God, or I'm going to hear Him. Amen. And I'm going to look around and I'm going to say, goodbye, world. Amen. John, amen. Amen. He said, even as I am not of the world, I pray not that you should take them out of the world, but thou shouldest keep them from evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Amen. 1 John 3:1 said, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not. Amen, because it knew Him not. Galatians 1:4 said, who gave Himself for our sins, that He might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of the Father, of God and our Father. Galatians 6:14 said, but God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of Lord Jesus Christ. By whom, you listen to this part right here, the world is crucified to me. Amen. See, I love this part right here. I preached on this not long ago at home church. Amen. By whom the world is crucified unto me. Amen. I heard someone say one time, amen, I was talking about the length of your skirts there a while ago. Amen. Amen. You know how long your skirt's going to be, ever how long the world's crucified unto you. Amen. Amen. I went to the doctor the other day. I went to my pulmonologist. They done a lung function test on me. That woman looked at me and she said, you used to smoke? I said, yes, ma'am, I did. She said, it says here you smoke 3+ packs a day. Is that really true? I said, actually, ma'am, it ain't. She said, it ain't? She said, I thought that was quite a bit. I said, it was probably more like 4. Amen. I'd go home on Friday evening, Brother J.W., and I'd buy a brand new carton of Marlboro Lights. And Sunday afternoon at 2 or 3 o'clock, plenty of times I've had to go back and buy another carton. I was out. 10 packs from Friday evening to Sunday afternoon. Amen. You know how many cigarettes a day I smoke that I want to? None.
You know why? The world is crucified unto me. I don't desire them no more. Amen. I said amen. Everybody else do what they want to. Amen. I smoked the last one I had in a pack one day. Amen. On a Tuesday afternoon, set in the garage in King's Trace subdivision. I could take you right at the very spot I was at. I stuck it in my mouth and I lit the last one. I looked up to heaven and I said, amen. God was dealing with my heart. The devil was saying, if you quit, you'll die of migraine. I looked up and I said, if God will help me, this will be the last one I'll ever light. This will be the last one I'll ever put in my mouth. That's been over 15 years ago. In 4 days I hated the smell of them. Amen. You know why? I said goodbye, world. I don't want the world no more. Amen. And you know what God said? He put it on the cross of Calvary and he crucified it to me, and I don't have that desire no more. The world is crucified to me and I am crucified to the world. Can you say amen today? Amen. He said, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth in the Son of God? Amen. If the musicians want to come and get ready, I'm going to let you pray. Amen. Amen. I want to read you the last verse. Amen. If I can. Amen. The Bible said, amen. You're sitting here today. There's many of you on the sound of my voice. Amen. I believe everything in me. You listen to me. Amen. I ain't been up that long. Amen. You listen to me just a minute here. Amen. Amen. Your undivided attention if you could. Amen. Amen. You're sitting there today and the devil's talking to you. Amen. Nate Wagers, I'm glad you're here today. Amen. I'm glad the Gooch family's here today. Man, I love them like I do my brothers and sisters. Amen. It broke our hearts for them this week. Amen. Physically, we done all we could do. Amen. Amen. I said I'm sorry. I don't know how many times. Amen. I don't know how many times. Amen. But I knew it wasn't enough. Amen. I kept telling Naaman, I wish we could do more. Amen. All we could do was give it to God and say, God, come by. Amen. You're hurting today. And I'm going to tell you, you got to deal with that. You try to replace it. You try to do anything you want to. Amen. But you do not replace your feeling. When you got a feeling, you deal with that feeling and you get past it. Amen. You'll never go any farther. Amen. You can cry. Amen. My wife. Amen. 8 years, is it? 8 or 9 years since Preston's been gone. Amen. October. Amen. October the 8th. Amen. Now every October the 8th, she'll get up and she'll get her a pot of coffee and she'll get his picture. Amen. And she'll set it on the table and she starts crying. Amen. Almost every October the 8th, I go get my coffee and I cry with her. Amen. 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 I told her the other day, amen, I want to go before she does. Amen. I don't want to know how that feels. Amen. I want my parents to go. I want to go before my parents does. Amen. I don't want to know how that feels. Amen. But I'm sure at some point I'm going to have to deal with it. Amen. I'm going to have to deal with it. But I want to tell you something today. Amen. You're dealing with a lot of things in your mind right now. And the devil's telling you, you got to have. He told me I had to have cigarettes. Amen. He told me you can't give up bass fishing tournament. He told me I couldn't do this and I couldn't do all that. But let me simplify it just about as simple as I can right now. You know what the Bible said? The Bible said the world passeth away. I want you to listen to this next phrase. It said, and the lust thereof. Notice that. Amen. When death comes to you, amen, what you think today is the greatest challenge in your life, just like that, it's going to be gone. That desire, amen, that I got to have that feeling is going to be gone. That quickly, it's going to be gone. Amen. That quickly, amen, that addiction you have today, amen, when God comes back and said time no more, that addiction is going to be gone that quick. The Bible said the world and the lust thereof, everything that's in this world is going to be gone. Amen. I don't care if you're addicted to heroin and said, I can't live without it. When Jesus steps out on the clouds of glory, you'll never need another heroin fix. Amen. He said the world is going to pass. We don't realize the volume that that one scripture said. The world is going to pass away in the lust thereof. What you feel like as you bound today, amen, and I'm preaching to somebody, what you feel like as you bound today, amen, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, will not be no longer a desire. It'll all of a sudden be changed to eternity. Amen. Amen. And God's going to give you a choice. He's giving you a choice today. You can either say goodbye to the world today and the lust thereof. You come to this altar. You come to this altar and say, God, I don't want to live like this no more. Amen. I do not want to live like this no more. I'm going to give it to you. Amen. Just as I did those cigarettes, just as I did all those other things in my life 15 years ago and things that I've had to give up since 15 years ago. Amen. And I gave them to God. But you know why? Because God said, Brother Jeremy, they are the world. They're going to pass away. Amen. You're either going to say goodbye to the world today. Amen. And when He comes back, you're going to look back at the world and you're going to say goodbye to all the lust, all those things that you think you got to have, all the vanity. Amen. You're going to say goodbye to it. Amen. And then you're going to look at the world. Amen. The rich man, amen, the Bible said he opened his eyes being in torment. The only message we've ever got from hell, the rich man sent it back. And the Bible said he opened his eyes in hell. Amen. And he looked and he saw Abraham. Saw Lazarus being comforted rather in Abraham's bosom. Amen. Amen. You're going to look into a world. You're going to say goodbye to that addiction. Amen. To that thing you think you got to have, all that vanity that's controlling you right now. You're going to say goodbye to it. And then you're going to look at a heavenly place. Amen. Of peace and joy. Amen. Some of you, if you don't turn your hearts to God, it's going to look at grandparents. You're going to look at mothers and fathers and you're going to see them rejoicing over there. Amen. Amen. And you're going to say goodbye, amen, to a world that is attainable to you. Amen. I believe Jesus told him in the book of Luke, amen, the 20th chapter, somewhere along the 36th or 37th verse, he said, he that is worthy to obtain this world. Amen. He's talking about the world I'm talking about. Amen. That one of everlasting peace and joy. Amen. Can you say amen today? Amen. I'm begging you today, don't say goodbye to that world. Don't say goodbye to that world. Amen. You see, He's got a reservation for us over there. Amen. He's got a reservation for us over there. He's got a seat. Amen. I preached a message one time. Amen. On an empty seat in heaven. Can you say amen? How many knows every one of you's got a seat reserved over there? Amen. Are you going to RSVP today? Amen. You're going to come to this altar. Amen. As they begin to sing, you're going to come to this altar. Amen. And you're going to look around and you're going to say goodbye to this world. Amen. All these addictions, all these things that I think I got to have. Amen. Let me tell you, the only thing you can take with you to heaven. Can you take your house to heaven? Amen. Can you take your car? Can you take your job? Can you take your hobbies? Amen. You can't. Amen. Amen. Here's Brother JB. Can I take Brother JB with me? Yeah, I can. Amen. My daughter's back there. Can I take my daughter with me? Huh? Shannon said it. If they're what?
If they're worthy.
If they're worthy, they can go with me. Do you realize if you're not careful, you're spending a lot of times on things that you cannot take with you? Amen. Amen. Tommy Sanchez, you and I can go to heaven together. Amen. Amen. Jonathan, you and I can go to heaven together today. Amen. Amen. The very thing, if we're not careful, that we can take with us, we're neglecting those around us. Beverly, you got a bunch of children you can take with you today. That little house you got over in Christie Drive, you cannot take with you. Amen. Amen. Invest in your children today. Amen. Amen. Pat, invest in them boys today. Amen. Let's take them with us. Amen. But we got to say goodbye to this world. Amen. As they begin to sing. Amen. I truly hope I've not kept you very long. It don't seem like I've been up 20 minutes. Amen. Well, I love you today. Amen. Amen. I love you today. Come to this altar. Amen. Say goodbye to that which is going to pass. Amen. Everything, amen, that you're, the devil's telling you you have to have. Amen. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, church, it's going to be gone. Amen. God's going to come back and He's going to say goodbye, world.